Hello everybody, it's Drew from Ireland. Well, thanks for coming back to my channel. And this is about Denmark's very sensible and creditable decision to raise the pension age. And really, it's just going to be impossible not to. So Mette Frederiksen, she's the Prime Minister of Denmark. She has taken this long overdue decision. Now, she's a social democrat. Oh, welfare, compassion, the leftists are into. So it may be harder for her to do this. On the other hand, her party relies more on the votes of younger people. So a very sensible decision. The pension age is currently 67 in Denmark, and it's not going to affect those close to retirement. It'll kick in from 2030, rise to 68. So those currently 62 or above, it's not going to affect them. Those slightly under 62, they're going to have to get used to the idea of working for a year longer. She only announced it 2 days ago. There's obviously been a bit of pushback in Denmark, and after 2035, it's going to rise to 69. So very sensible decision. Denmark's got the Human Development Index is almost at the top. There's a Swedish model. I know Denmark is not Sweden, and ooh, don't get them mixed up. But of course, they won't like hearing it. But they've got an awful lot in common, and it's going to be gradually phased up to retire at 70 for everyone born after New Year's Eve 1970, because we're living longer and longer. Denmark. I mean, I've only been there once years ago. Super clean, super safe. 90% of people speak English, usually flawless English, outstanding education and healthcare, brilliant infrastructure, almost like a country without problems. And they don't have a lot of work by natural resources. They very sensibly harness a lot of wind energy, wave energy, some solar power, got advanced technology, good agriculture, very green. Loads of cycle paths. They just got it made. They try and make it very livable for children. One of the things that struck me was the details, like in the airport at luggage reclaim, they had little things for children to play, like abacuses and stuff like that, to keep them amused for a minute while the parents are fetching the luggage. Anyway, another thing surprising about it is this passed overwhelmingly, which is 81 votes and 21 is against. And 20 years ago, or well, 19 years ago, they took the very eminently wise decision to connect retirement age to life expectancy, and they're going to go up in tandem. Because pensions, as I understand it, were introduced age 60 in Germany in the late 19th century by Prince Otto von Bismarck, state pensions. Until the late 19th century, people almost never retired. They just worked till they dropped. And he said to give you a year to put your affairs in order before you die, because life expectancy was so low. That didn't mean you're going to die on your 61st birthday. It was dragged down by high infant mortality. Fortunately, we're cleaner. We know more about medicine. We have vaccinations, and the anti-vaxxers don't want to hear that one. That saves us more into health and safety at work, fewer wars, driving sensibly, drinking less, smoking less, everything. So it's rising and rising, and therefore it's just unaffordable to have people have such a long retirement. We're physically fit longer. Another point is work is just less physically demanding. So we're going to have to work. We're going to have to work to an older age. And it really is the only decision. Other countries are going to have to bring it in reluctantly. Now, Denmark already had the oldest pension age in the world, joint with Italy at 67, another country with a very, very high life expectancy because of their Mediterranean diet. A lot of what are they had a lot of fish, fruit, olive oil, stuff like that, keep them going. Sunshine, socializing, short hours of work, not too much stress. Family and friends are everything. And that'll do you a power of good. A bit of red wine is an antioxidant. And the Scandinavian countries have got that very high standard of living, low unemployment, high wages, okay, high taxes. Don't have to worry. There's a safety net you're not going to fall below and keep you happy. Long holidays and stuff like that. But how does that economic model work? Social democracy from Sweden, they invented in the 1930s, spread to most of Scandinavia, most of Northern Europe, really. Whereas the United States or South Korea got the polar opposite model. Obviously, Republic of Ireland, United Kingdom was sort of halfway in between. Now, in Ireland, we're going to have to raise our pension age as well. We've got a relatively high fertility rate for such a developed country. So we're not quite far down the road as Denmark, with sort of demographic death spiral, like fertility rate of about 1.4 or something. You can be in a Taiwanese situation or a South Korean or Hong Kong situation of fertility rate of 1.0. And looking at extinction in a couple of centuries' time. But there is demographic transition. Okay, we have fewer children, but they live longer. And I remember when, who was it? Francois No, Nicolas Sarkozy brought this in. You could raise the pension age in France from 60 to 62. And there were huge strikes, there were riots about it in France. That's what propelled François Hollande, the socialist, to winning. He promised to reverse that, put it down to 60. He did. Okay, electorally astute, but fiscally disastrous. It's just unmanageable. Actually, he didn't even contest a second term. He was so unpopular. But that is the problem with demagoguery and short-termism, because politicians have to think of the election in the next 5 years or so. What about the next 50 years or 500 years? Because the right decision's often unpopular and electorally unviable. So people are going to receive the unviability of maintaining these long pension ages of people being re retired for 10 years or more. Look at the United Kingdom, is at 66. People are retired for 12 years on average. Of course, some slobs just never work in the first place and retired since their teens. So it's going to have to be raised gradually. And my idea is that, people within 10 years of retirement, they can retire at 66. People, let's say currently in their 50s, early 50s, going to have to work one more year, raise it to 67. Current in their 40s, going to have to work two more years, raise it to 68. Current in their 30s, raise it to 69. Current in their 20s, raise it to 70. Current in their teens, sorry, 20s, did I skip 20s? Whatever, raise it to 71. Currently in their units, as another age of 10, raise it to 72. Those as yet unborn, born in the next decade, raise it to 73, and so on, and rise to actually 10 years over a century. The trouble is, that'll get out. They're going to make us work 10 years longer. No, not you. This is talking about people who are not even born yet, assuming life expectancy keeps going up. And the automation of jobs, we need a less, fewer physically demanding jobs to be done. And that'll mean that the pension system is sustainable, because when it was established, certainly in the United Kingdom, people started working at the age of 12 in most cases. 12 was brought in before the First World War. Most people left school at 12. That was it, full-time work. Retired at the age of was it 65 then? So working age, well, of 53 years of work, and about 2 years of pension. And now people work join the workforce at 21, usually returning at 66. So they're only in the workforce for about 45 years, as opposed to what was it, 53 years, 45 versus 53. That's an 8 year difference. And retired for 2 years as opposed to retired for 12 years. We had 10 workers per pensioner, down to two workers per pensioner. At this rate, we're down to one worker per pensioner, partly because people spend far longer in education. So it just could not be continued. And the only way to save the system was to very rationally extend it like this. And other countries are going to follow suit. Otherwise, it'll be completely bust and there will be no state pensions. Great. Becoming means tested in future. I mean, it might be, yeah, because what are the possibilities? Target those who need it, taxpayers pay more into it, retire later, get more people to enter the workforce earlier. Yeah. Or one thing I might say, well, if you didn't work, you're not going to get it. And when it came initially in the United Kingdom, if you ever spent one day in prison, you didn't get a penny if you'd ever been put in prison, even for a single day. So it was meant to be contributory. And of course, the first claimants hadn't contributed. So is it a bit of a Ponzi scheme? Right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan7 at gmail.com. Goodbye.